The crowd swelled to some 3,000 people at SeaTac Airport this weekend in protest to President Trump's travel ban on refugees and immigrants. Liz Jones with KUOW's immigration team was there.
11-year-old Luca Millard-Kish and his mom were among some of the first to arrive.
I just don't think it's right.
He's referring to President Trump's temporary ban on refugees coming into the U.S. and restrictions on people entering from 7 predominantly Muslim countries. As the crowd grew, Luca looked pleased.
I just am glad that people have decided to come and that it's like more of a community thing.
The demonstration at SeaTac was one of many around the country, as word spread that refugees and immigrants were being detained at airports or turned away. Federal officials declined to say how many people were denied entry at SeaTac, but at least a handful of cases were confirmed Saturday, and around the country, the estimate is in the hundreds. Luca's mom, Michelle Millard-Kish, said they've never been an activist family, but they are now.
We want to be the kind of people who are going to act and not just complain.
As the chants turned to song, young Luca showed no sign of fatigue.
How long do you think you'll stay here tonight?
No idea.
How long would you be willing to stay here tonight?
As long as it takes.
At SeaTac, I'm Liz Jones reporting.